I'm standing outside a high school in southwest Moscow, the first ballot station we visited today, and turnout is really heavy. You've got families, older people, people bringing their children, all crowding into this school, three different sites. There are lots of election workers on hand. People first check in, have their papers checked, then they go to a little like a study carrel, mark the ballots, and then drop them in a transparent box. At the polling station, there are also two web cameras, which we observed, that are filming all the proceedings. They connect to a web server, and anyone who signed up to watch this particular station can just watch it streaming on the web. We talked to voters, and they seem to run the gamut here. A couple of the older voters definitely voting for the communist candidate, Zhuganov. Two people voting for Putin, and one man voting for Mikhail Prokhorov, the only new face in the race, who is a very wealthy guy known as an oligarch and part owner of the New Jersey Nets, who said he was voting for Prokhorov, but in fact knows Putin will win, just wants to send a message to Putin. There are also observers here. One from the Communist Party and one from the Liberal Party. They are on the lookout for violations, as observers are all across this vast country, looking for falsifications of the type that were alleged to have been committed in December. So far, the only thing they find suspicious is the, unusually, they said, large number of absentee ballots that had been requested. This is a full-service balloting station. They also have a lot of good food for sale, including these fabulous pickles. Here in this tiny village of Desna, just a few kilometers outside Moscow, is really the perfect place to observe the entire voting process in action, because it's all here in one contained space. First, people come in and they check in at this desk right behind me, and their names are checked off against the voter list for the district. Then they go over to one of these two little booths behind the curtain there and cast their ballots, that is, mark their ballots with a pen or a pencil, and from there they just go drop it in this transparent box, which every polling station has. Now, as we rode over, there were radio reports quoting independent observer groups saying it's the absentee ballot process that's being abused. So we asked the head of the Election Commission, Mikhail Petrov, here about that, because there are a lot of absentee ballots being cast here because there are a lot of people with country houses. He said that getting an absentee ballot, you have to go and get it from your own station. It is checked off, they are numbered, and when someone comes in here with an absentee ballot, they go over and see that woman right sitting over there, and she checks it off. He said he does not believe that it would be possible. You can't use an absentee ballot more than once, and he thinks it's very hard to get more than one. I'm here at a vote monitoring operation being run by, or under the auspices of, activist blogger Alexei Navalny, and you've got people reporting from all over the country. Is that right? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
We have a large number of observers, literally thousands of them, the ones that we sent out to the polling stations ourselves, and also many from some of the candidates who work in cooperation with us. I have to say, we're witnessing massive falsifications all over the country. First of all, the main mechanism of falsification is busing people to the polling stations. It's the same people who are being loaded up in special buses, moved from one polling station to another, and cast votes. We're surprised at the scale that fraud is being used, because everybody's got video cameras these days. And these buses and these people are being filmed from early in the morning. We see their faces. We see the license plate numbers on the buses. Nonetheless, it is happening, and it is evidence to us that Putin's victory in the first round is impossible without widespread fraud.
Okay, we've been at three polling stations, and even the observers there say they aren't seeing any falsifications, and that these video cameras that the government put in are really observing everything, and they have it live streaming on the web. Where is the falsification taking place?
Because we sent out so many observers and because of the web cameras, they had to change the mechanism of falsification. Before, they were just changing the numbers on the tally papers. Now it is impossible because any person can physically count the number of people walking through the doors of the stations. Therefore, now they collect groups of people, from 20 to 50 people, and bus them around from one polling station to another so they can cast votes at more than one place. It is more complicated for them, but still very effective. And we're seeing hundreds of these mobile groups moving around Moscow and the Moscow region and other regions.
So do you have any video evidence? Is there any video evidence of falsifications the way you had in December?
Right now, we have already a lot of physical evidence and video recording of the falsification. We have filmed all the mobile groups that are moving from one polling station to the other. We have all the evidence and the moral right to say, yes, Putin's victory in the first round will be only achieved due to falsification.
Now, Putin said earlier this week that the opposition would try to just manufacture evidence of falsifications. What do you say to that?
They're employing a very interesting strategy. They directly name the methods that they're using, but blaming opposition provocateurs. It was a preemptive measure for them. They knew that falsification would be unavoidable, and so they tried to prevent the outcry by blaming the opposition. It has more to do with PR or publicity stunts than with the facts.
Alexei Navalny, thank you.